The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Ray Allen. Ray's engineering and producing the show, as usual. Always does a great job for us on the other side of the glass. And together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on our midweek edition. It's February 21st, 2018. Hope you're having a good week so far. We're coming to you from Tucson's Voice. That is AM 1030 KVOI. And of course, nowadays, you don't need to be right in front of a radio. If you're around a computer, great. You can hear the program with what they call in the business the live stream at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And, of course, all of our programs are through the podcasts. We've got the complete archive up, again, at buckmastershow.com. Our live line number 790. We're going to be 790-2040. Got a little ahead of myself. Going to be talking about sleep with Dr. Victoria Mazes. If you have any questions or comments, Dr. Mazes would be delighted to take your call. The Buckmaster Show contributor on health is Dr. Victoria Mazes. She is the executive director of the University of Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. She's a professor of medicine, family medicine, and public health. Dr. Mazes is internationally recognized as a leader in integrative medicine and is committed to health promotion and pioneering change efforts that can help solve America's healthcare system problems. She's the editor of the Oxford University textbook, Women's Integrative Health, and the author of Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. You can learn more about Dr. Mazes on her website, Victoria Mazes, that's MAIZESMD.com, and follow her on Twitter at Dr. Mazes. Dr. Mazes, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. And you?
Doing pretty well, and I'm glad we're talking about sleep because I don't know of anybody who will report they get, I get 7 or 8 hours sound sleep every night. Just doesn't seem to exist out there.
Well, you know one person because I do it.
Do you really? I now know one person.
And it's true. About 70% of Americans sleep 7 or fewer hours a night. And what's recommended is 7 to 9.
Wow. I will tell you, and you know this, that there is so much that can interrupt a good night's sleep. And I had a personal example. Sunday night, went to bed feeling fine. Within a few minutes, had like a nerve pinched or something in my ankle. And I swear, I was up most of the night with that nagging little condition. And I don't think I'm alone in that case. There's a lot of things that can disrupt our sleep.
Very true, pain being one of them. And while we may be pretty good at distracting ourselves from a little naggy pain during the day, when we lie there at night hoping to drift off, sometimes it just becomes front and center and can really interfere. So getting comfortable in our bed, lying in a neutral position, having our head supported, sometimes a pillow between our knees, sleeping on your back is in general better if pain is what interferes with your sleep, although if you have a snoring problem, sleeping on your back may not be a great choice.
Well, how do you get this 7 or 8 hours of sound sleep every night? I mean, is this something you've always been a sound sleeper, or are there some techniques you use to develop into the sound sleeper you are?
Well, as an integrative medicine physician, I really do everything I can to practice what I preach. And we know that getting sufficient sleep, which for most people is going to be the 7 to 9 hours, is really important in terms of our overall health and well-being. There's associations with obesity if you don't get enough sleep, with problems with our cognitive function. None of us want to get dementia, but if we don't get enough sleep, our our brains don't function as well. We don't lay down memory as well. We have a higher risk of developing diabetes. Many, many things are linked to insufficient sleep. So as someone who promotes good health, getting good sleep is one of those pieces.
Let's talk a little bit about the blue light, and that's associated with people who have got the computer on maybe in the bedroom right before they go to sleep. Some people do like a night light. It doesn't have to be, and usually it is not a blue light. How important is a totally dark room to a good night's sleep?
Well, you've brought up a few things that people may not be aware of. First is light. So before electricity, we were in this rhythm with nature, and it would get dark in the evening, dusk, and then dark, and we would go to sleep. We didn't spend long times awake. And even when we had candlelight and firelight, they don't give off nearly the same intensity of light as the electric lights we have in our house. But even then, not all lights are the same. You mentioned blue light. And blue lights actually can boost our attention. They can improve our moods, but they're really disruptive to the systems that allow our bodies to quiet down and prepare for sleep. And in particular, they interrupt the release of melatonin, which is the neurohormone that we release that helps us sleep.
And what about those that like some kind of light? I happen to be one of them. I like a very small night light, and maybe that could be one of the reasons I don't get 7 or 8 hours of sleep.
Right.
A night.
So light absolutely can interfere with sleep, and it's thought to be one of the reasons why we don't sleep well. If you do want some light, it's important to recognize, you mentioned computer screens. Computer screens in particular emit a lot of blue light, and that LED, which is, you know, a wonderful advance in terms of energy, is not so great in terms of our exposure because it puts off a lot of blue light, and that's what's in our smartphones, and that's what's in our computer screens, or even our iPad. So if we're reading at night in an iPad, we're exposing ourselves to this stimulating form of light. The best light, if you are going to need some at night, is a red light. So one like a little Christmas light, or finding a little red light bulb that you could use in a night light.
I did not know that. Why would that be? Has there been research on the red light is more effective? Or?
Yes, there's been a lot of research on the spectrum of light, and it turns out that blue light suppresses melatonin, which is, as I said, this neurohormone that's produced in our brain and our pineal gland that helps us sleep. And blue light is twice as good at suppressing the production of melatonin as a green light, for example. And so it changes the circadian rhythm and affects our sleep. And red lights are the best. Huh. So getting a red light, or the other thing that people are doing more and more is they're getting special glasses that block blue light, and people can buy that as well online, or they can find special light bulbs that don't produce blue light to use in the evening.
Some people use the eye shades too. They like that.
Yes, and the darker at night, the better in terms of your melatonin expression. So even just a little light exposure, if you, for example, flip on the light in your bathroom when you mm-hmm. go to use the bathroom in the night, you are going to suppress your melatonin. And the converse, you know, people who do spend time outside in nature, there was a really lovely study that was done by the University of Colorado where they found that spending 48 hours in the woods, going camping, in other words, with no artificial light at night, and a lot more natural light during the day, of course, if you're camping and you're outside, it gives you a much better melatonin rise and help people sleep better when they got back to their homes and their work lives.
And our producer, Ray Allen, informs me there are some apps that can get rid of the blue light on your computer and are built-in features on Windows, Google, and Apple. I did not know that, Ray.
Yes, and that is correct. So that is a setting that you could put on your computer, which would gradually, you know, your computer knows what time it is.
Yes.
And it can gradually dim the blue light so that you're exposed to less of it as you're moving towards bedtime. And that is a little bit of what we call dusk simulation, where you're beginning to dim lights and quiet your nervous system as you're moving towards bedtime.
And then there's the whole area of light as far as the folks who travel overseas, trying to avoid jet lag. There's that whole thing about getting natural light when you arrive at your destination.
That's right. And natural light, as soon as you get to your destination, helps reset your clocks. Natural light first thing in the morning when you're home. So if you're having trouble sleeping, this may seem counterintuitive, but you can help reset your clock by first thing in the morning going out and exposing yourself to full bright light, which we usually have an abundance of in Tucson. So going outside, getting exposed to that bright light first thing in the morning helps your clock prepare for bedtime at night.
All right. Victoria Mazes, stick around for another segment. If folks would like to join us, 790-2040. We'll be right back on the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
An Indian food lover's paradise awaits at Indian Twist, located at the southwest corner of Swan and Camp Lowell, with a varied and extensive menu including vegetarian options and many dishes prepared in the tandoor oven. Indian Twist offers takeout and buffet lunch daily, with dinner served family style. The full bar features Indian beers on tap. Indian Twist, Swan and Camp Lowell, and IndianTwistAZ.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Thursday, a newsmaker interview with the Tucson Unified School District Board President. He's Dr. Mark Stegeman. Also, we'll talk with Pinal County Supervisor Anthony Smith during the noon hour on AM 1030 KVOI and worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and once a month we are honored to have our contributor on health. She is Dr. Victoria Mazes, the Executive Director of the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine. She's also a professor of medicine, family medicine, and public health. Dr. Mazes, we were talking about some of the things that can interfere with sleep, and we brought up light, and we talked a little bit about pain. How about sleep aids, i.e. sleeping pills?
Yes, so lots and lots of people do resort to sleeping pills, and there are a bunch of them on the market. And occasionally a sleeping pill can be very helpful. I know you mentioned jet lag earlier, and if you're 9 or 10 time zones away, sleeping pill can certainly help. The thing we have to be cautious about is not using them long term, because we know that, one, most importantly, they don't give us normal sleep architecture. So we're not getting the healthy REM or rapid eye movement sleep that's really restorative and so important for our overall health and well-being. We also know that these sleeping pills are associated with a higher risk of falling, of dementia. And then when people go off of them, they have this rebound insomnia. So it can be very helpful short-term, but long-term, they are not your friend.
Are there some natural remedies that can be addressed in that area?
Yes, and the good news is that there are some things. Of course, what we really want to do is to set ourselves up well for a good night's sleep. So that means you don't want to drink too much coffee, because then you're working against the coffee that you have on board. You don't want to drink too much alcohol. Well, a lot of people think, you know, I'll just have that nightcap, it'll help me sleep. And
right,
it does quiet the brain, the frontal brain, but it fragments sleep, and you have more awakenings, and it blocks the healthy REM sleep. So, you know, alcohol, not necessarily your friend. Lots of anxiety or worry, that, just like the pain, you know, we may distract ourselves during the daytime and we lay down to go to sleep, and then the whole litany of things that we're concerned about can show up. And so having some way that we can manage our anxiety, whether that's meditation practice or a breathing practice or yoga or any of those things that helps quiet ourselves, can also be really important, so that when we lay down, we don't then try to deal with all of the worries. And even a room that's too hot. It's interesting. Our body temperature has to go down. It has to cool a bit for us to sleep. And one of the interesting things about modernity and having central heating and central air is that sometimes we're making the room just a bit too warm, and that extra warmth interferes with normal sleep.
I think some studies have indicated around 68 to 70 degrees is optimal for your room temperature.
Yes, that's exactly right. And so then once you get past all of those things that, in a sense, obstruct normal sleep architecture, then you could say, well, is there something else that I might want to do? One thing that has been recently studied and found to be very effective is something called cognitive behavioral therapy for sleep. Hmm. And you either can see to a trained therapist, a trained professional who can work with you on this, or there are now a couple of apps. Now, these are not the free apps. These are relatively expensive apps, $70, $80, and that's because they give you personalized feedback that recommend strategies to you based on the time you go to sleep, the time you wake up, the sleep architecture that you demonstrate as they look at your sleep using an app. And so there's a lot of personalized feedback. But then that is one of the things that's been studied and shown to be most effective.
Some people like to take a short nap. And again, the key word is short, not a really kind of deep sleep for like 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, the data on napping is mixed. Not surprisingly, one of the places it was studied was in Greece, where the siesta is popular. And they actually followed people who had a habit of napping and found that occasional napping had a 12% reduction in the risk of heart disease.
Huh.
Regular napping, three days a week or more, mm-hmm. 37% reduction in risk of heart disease. So napping can certainly be helpful. It's a little unclear whether napping can make up for a short sleep at night. There's some studies to suggest that it can, and it can be refreshing and is a good idea. But then there are certainly many people who would advise you not to sleep because it may interfere with drive to go to sleep at night and actually make it more difficult to get to that 7 to 9 hours that are recommended.
In the remaining few minutes, an article that caught my attention today, and I was thinking of you because I knew we would be talking to you today. I was reading this morning's New York Times, a piece authored by Christopher Gardner about a topic we've talked about so much through the years, Dr. Mays's low-carb versus low-fat diets.
Yes. So I know Dr. Christopher Gardner well because he has been a member of our advisory board for our Nutrition and Health Conference, which is coming up April 30th to May 2nd in Boston. And he's spoken at the conference multiple times about this research. He has a brand new study that was published yesterday in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association. And he found that both diets, low-fat and low-carbs, led to weight loss as long as, and this is the most important takeaway, as long as the low-fat and the low-carb were healthy. So, for example, no soda, no fruit juice, no white rice, no white bread. Those are carbs. You don't get to eat those. You're supposed to have things like brown rice and steel-cut oats and lentils. Similarly, for people who were avoiding carbs, they needed to eat healthy fats, so salmon and avocados and hard cheeses and nuts and seeds. And regardless of which diet they were assigned to, as long as they stuck to the healthy choices in the fats or the carbs, they lost weight. And interestingly enough, they didn't feel hungry, which is so great because that's what people complain of when they're on a diet.
Yeah. So the counting calories is so important as well, isn't it?
No, this is what he found. You did not have to count calories. Again, that was so helpful to people that they didn't have to count calories. They could eat to be satiated. Now, it turned out that when they measured, people tended to eat fewer calories, but they were eating food that satisfied them, and they didn't have to count or stress about the calories. They just had to learn what the healthy foods were and follow a healthy low-carb or low-fat.
So if you're on the right, you're on the right track if you are eating healthy foods, is, I guess,
right.
The bottom line.
And that eliminates a lot of the processed foods. And you know, a lot of us in our society eat a lot of processed foods. So they taught people to cook at home, and they really, you know, guided them. And regardless of their genetics, regardless of which diet they were put on, they lost the weight as long as they were able to eat healthy fats and healthy carbs.
We're just so ingrained, and I fell into that trap a few moments ago about thinking counting calories is kind of the end all. I've got to change my thinking about that.
Well, I mean, it's not surprising. We've been taught that forever. The CDC still tells people to count calories, but you know, it's not an easy thing to do when you're eating, you know, a meal that's placed in front of you, as opposed to picking up a processed food, which actually has the calorie count, which we're saying don't eat. And it is also probably not sustainable over the long, long term. So this is, I think, very good news. Choose healthy fats, choose healthy carbs, the weight will come off.
So you've worked with Christopher Gardner then?
For many years, yes.
Wow. So that event you talked about, did you say that's in Boston?
Yes, it's our 15th annual Nutrition and Health Conference, and we hope your listeners will attend. It's a wonderful conference that we put on each year where we talk about the latest studies, and we also have wonderful food produced by incredible chefs, and we talk about policy issues and social issues around food. We invite you all.
All right, Dr. Mazes, we always appreciate your visits. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Dr. Victoria Mazes, our health contributor on the Buckmaster Show. And you can find out more about her. She has her own website, Victoria Mazes, MAIZESMD.com. And follow her on Twitter at Dr. Mazes. We'll be talking with David Safir, our contributor on education, one of our contributors, right after this.
The wait is over, Tucson. For the first time in Arizona history, red pandas are at the Reed Park Zoo. This adorable duo will be calling Tucson home until March of 2018. For more information, visit reedparkzoo.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
The wait is over, Tucson. For the first time in Arizona history, red pandas are at the Reed Park Zoo. This adorable duo will be calling Tucson home until March of 2018. For more information, visit reedparkzoo.org.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. It's AM 1030 KVOI, the home of the Buckmaster program each weekday during the noon hour. One of our fine sponsors, spring means green things and in the garden, and the best place to get all of your gardening supplies is at Green Things, 3384 East River Road. They have a beautiful location on 13 acres by the Rito Riverwalk, and all of the gardeners in town know about Green Things, and they like it very much. And one of the services they offer are free gardening workshops on the weekends. The best place to find out about what is coming up is to go to greenthingsaz.com, their website. Green Things, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Let's welcome now David Safir. Normally, David is with me in studio. David writes about education for TucsonWeekly.com. He has been feeling a bit under the weather, so rather than come into the KVOI studios and contaminate everyone here at Good News Communications, David is at home on the live line. Hello, David.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Are you feeling a little bit better?
Well, you know, I am. I think there are many like me who are among the walking wounded right now. Mm-hmm. Not bad enough to be in bed, but things aren't quite right. However, as you say, I would rather not spread anything to anyone else, and I figured I'd save myself a long drive and call in today.
Well, no problem. It's always good to hear from you. David, I want to begin with this TUSD board retreat. Now, this was available to everyone to watch it, and I'm told through Facebook that TUSD on their website later today will have the full board retreat up on their website so people can take a look at it. This was mediated by a local school attorney. I don't know if he's local, actually. I think I saw on Facebook he may be from Colorado, but folks were saying they felt it went very well. This is a board that is almost legendary, David Safir, in having their feuds, and if they could all, like, as they say, can't we all get along?
Yeah, it's a very contentious board, and anybody who's either attended the board meetings or watched them live, which you can watch on your TV on the TUSD website or watch them afterwards, know is that it goes beyond disagreement, and it goes to the point where people really have bad feelings towards one another, and you can hear a kind of a bitterness and anger when they talk back and forth, which is a problem. It's been a problem for a long time. And to be honest, Bill, I know that it's a problem in lots of fairly big city districts like ours with a large minority population and the kinds of educational difficulties that come with it. You know, it's far easier to take care of a school district like Vail or like Catalina Foothills, which, you know, those have their problems, but they're not the same kind of problems as a big city. So most of the boards around here, so far as I know, I hate to call them rubber stamps, but they basically follow along with the superintendent's recommendations, and everything goes rather swimmingly. But TUSD is not like that at all, and it's a problem that continues.
And they're going to have to get beyond that if they're going to move forward. And I know that we have scheduled Dr. Mark Stegeman, who is the current board president. I believe he is going to do it for 6 months. And then I think Michael Hicks takes over. We'll find out how that all is going to go. And we'll also talk tomorrow on the program at noon with Dr. Stegeman about how he believes the board retreat went. David, I want to switch gears and talk a little bit about the Koch brothers. You've been writing about this in your column. The Koch brothers, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
You've been writing about it and basically saying that since the 1970s, really, they've been a player on the education scene, but maybe not so visible, but under the radar screen.
Well, they have been, as a matter of fact. And the reason why this is important, it's important from national political news, and I think everyone should be familiar with the name Charles Koch and David Koch, Koch brothers, and the Koch brothers network, which is a network of many, many, maybe hundreds of extremely wealthy millionaire-type people who they pool their funds together for political reasons. It's very important from an educational standpoint, too, because of their educational views and because our own governor, Doug Ducey, is beholden to them for a lot of money he's received in the past for his ventures and also for his election, and money that he should expect to receive in the future. So it's really important to know what their views are, and through that we can filter Doug Ducey's views. And I'm going to go back. You mentioned the 1970. People really never heard about the Kochs much until about 10 years ago, and then they began to come on the radar. I didn't know much about them, though they'd been giving millions of dollars in political organizations that kind of fronted for their views. But back in 1980, one of the two of them, David Koch, actually was the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party.
Really?
Two guys are libertarians. To call them conservatives doesn't really do justice to their views. It's more libertarian, and I'm not going to go into the big differences. But the 1980 Libertarian Party, which had got like about 0.5% of the vote, they had a platform. And part of their platform was on education. And this kind of informs the whole discussion of these people in terms of education. In 1980, the Libertarian platform said, and this is a direct quote, "We advocate the complete separation of education and state."
Hmm.
And it went on to say, "Government ownership, operation, regulation, and subsidy of schools and colleges should be ended." Now, that's a very, very strong blanket statement. In other words, what are called government schools, and they referred to them as government schools back then by people who have a grudge against public schools, they say no more. Like many libertarians, they're against regulation or too much regulation. They're against too much government interference, and they believe that government-running schools, that is, public schools, are detrimental to this country, and so we should have them no more, private only.
Well, your column, actually it was the end of January, it elicited a lot of response, And one person said that, David, you were just trying to really distract the readers, saying this particular comment was that the state constitution does not require any tax dollar support for any sectarian school. In fact, I'm not quite sure what the reader is talking about in that regard.
Well, if you read my comment section, you know that a lot of people come in. Some of them are very well informed and talk very reasonably and intelligently, even when they disagree with me. I'm not just talking about the people who agree. Others go off on their own views, and sometimes it's hard to understand exactly what they're talking about. But the Koch brothers are very much in favor of vouchers. In other words, if the government is going to be involved in schools, the way they should be involved in schools is to give students or give their parents money to be spent at private schools, not public schools. This is their long time standing. And if you understand that, then you understand a little bit more about Governor Ducey. Now, he likes to say often that he's for public schools, he's for all kinds of education, and school choice includes public schools, and that's a little bit of yada, yada, yada. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't, but he is beholden to these guys, and so whenever he goes and talks to them, they have these donor summits that they hold, and the last one was in, you know where Indian Wells is, near Palm Springs?
Yes, yeah.
It's about a 5 or 6 hour drive from here. That was the last one. He goes frequently, and whenever he goes, he talks about the way he's gotten the way of spending money on schools and the way he's helped foster vouchers. Example, and again, this is important to know about Doug Ducey more than the Koch brothers. In 2012, there was a proposition in front of the voters, Proposition 204, which said, let's continue a one-cent sales tax for education. And Doug Ducey at the time was state treasurer. He wasn't governor yet. And he was the head of the anti-Prop 204 movement. He was the one who worked hardest to make sure that this one-cent sales tax didn't continue. And he got almost $2 million from the Koch network to support his efforts. Now, talking to the people who were in charge of Prop 204, they said that they were pretty well ahead until the last few weeks of the last month before the election, and that's when this $2 million from the Kochs poured in, and they were defeated, or the proposition was defeated, so it went down. The one-cent sales tax that was actually begun by Governor Brewer didn't continue, and Doug Ducey, went back to a later Koch donor summit, and he thanked them for their help. He said, we couldn't have done this without your help. We couldn't have defeated the tax measure to put more money into public education without your help. This is Doug Ducey talking to the people who help him, and right after that, they supplied $1.5 to $5 million. It's hard to know exactly how much for his own gubernatorial campaign. So they're big supporters of Ducey. I don't know if he gets $1.5 to $5 million from any other source. And so he's got to be a big supporter of theirs and their ideas with education as well.
All right. We're going to take our break right here. David Safir sticks around. If there's something you would like to challenge David on, that's fine. 790-2040. Give us a call. We'll be right back on Buckmaster.
This is Paloma Santiago with San Miguel High School. How can you help underprivileged youth in our community? An education at San Miguel is their only opportunity to escape a life destined for failure. Our students take a full college prep class while working meaningful jobs, earning nearly 40% of their school tuition. San Miguel gives hope and opens doors to the future for young men and women. You can learn more at sanmiguelcristorey.org. That's San Miguel, CRISTOREY.org.
The Humane Society of Southern Arizona is moving to 635 West Roger Road. Our new home is almost done. We'll have a pet-friendly cafe, awesomely cool cat habitats, lots of play yards for our dogs, and a state-of-the-art clinic, and much more. We're caring for your new best friend until you find them at the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. Come visit us at 635 West Roger Road this spring and fall in love all over again.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in T-U-S. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Welcome back. A little bump music from Steely Dan there on the Buckmaster Show. Bill Buckmaster with you. We've got David Safir, who writes primarily about education at TucsonWeekly.com in their column that they call The Range, appropriately enough, because it's pretty much everything from A to Z. David, you were talking in the first segment about the Koch brothers, but before we talk about perhaps George Soros, who is on the Democratic side of things when it comes to giving, I want to mention Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, which is a great weekend getaway. Or here we are midweek. Why not? Hey, road trip, everybody. 3-hour drive east of Tucson offering, why not? It's rodeo weekend, so folks do have a little extra time, perhaps, to get away for the road trip to historic Silver City and do some camping or hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of places to stay and visit in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. So, David Safir, the Republicans, the conservatives have the Koch brothers, and the Democrats have George Soros. Now, does Mr. Soros give a lot of his money to education?
Well, here's the false equivalence there, Bill, in my opinion, and that is the conservatives don't simply have the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers, by the way, to put it in context, are both individually on the top 10 in the Forbes richest Americans list. And if you put their fortunes together, the two of them would be the top. So when you think of the Koch brothers together have a larger fortune than anyone else. If you think about the Walton family, there are three of them amongst the top 10. You put them together and they move up along with the Koch brothers at the top, and they're also huge funders. Whenever I hear any of these funders, specifically of education, talked about, I always hear people coming back to, well, what about George Soros?
Right.
You can't use him 10 times against 10 different donors. And if you look at the number of very, very rich, very wealthy, very influential donors on the conservative side, the people on the liberal side, on the Democratic side, really pale by comparison. And George Soros, so far as I know, doesn't contribute a great deal for the purpose of shifting the educational landscape. The person who does is Bill Gates, but Bill Gates really is somewhere in the middle. He's an interesting guy who really doesn't have quite as much as he does, this guy, as a political dog in the hunt.
Mr. Gates is worth, by the way, it looks like the latest figures show, $89 billion. So he certainly is at the top of the list of the Forbes wealthiest people.
Sure, and he has set up his own trust, and why am I blanking on his name? The other huge billionaire,
Jeff Bezos or Warren Buffett?
Warren Buffett, there we go. Warren Buffett has thrown in his part of his fortune into Bill Gates Foundation as well. So the amount of money they have is phenomenal. And according to Bill Gates, they spend something like $500 million a year from the foundation in the United States. And most of it, he says, is spent on education. So they contribute a great deal, but in a less political way. They're really trying to figure out a way to change the nature of education in this country. And it's interesting. He and his wife, Melinda, put out an annual letter from the foundation. And this time they asked the 10 toughest questions we get and answered the questions. And about education, they admitted, listen, we've tried a lot of stuff with our hundreds of millions of dollars, and we really haven't moved the needle as much as we hoped to. And I just wrote a column about this and said, you know, Bill Gates here, you know, incredibly smart man, unbelievably successful, believed, well, I can take my entrepreneur training and ability and expertise and put that into education. And it seems that education does not yield to that kind of thinking as well as he thought it would. So he's beginning to change a bit. He's tried all kinds of different things. At one point, he said, I'm going to put money into creating small schools, because if you have small schools, you have a few students with a few teachers, you get to know each other, you get to create a community, and that'll make a difference. And it didn't make the difference he thought it would. He wanted to put a lot of money into teacher evaluations and really work on that, and it didn't seem to move things as much as he thought. He was one of the biggest people behind Common Core, and Common Core created such a hue and cry amongst conservatives and people who are progressive educators, people who are somewhat like myself, that it's kind of fallen to the wayside. But now he's saying, listen, we need to look at something else. We need to look at poverty. And he wrote in this recent letter, I'm quoting from it because I have from my post here, he said, we have to think through other ways to get people out of poverty, he said. The issue of economic mobility in America, the issues are deeply intertwined. Education, employment, race, housing, mental health, incarceration, and substance abuse. So I'm hoping that Gates will open himself to think that you don't use education as the tool to get people out of poverty, as important as it is. You use some of the problems associated with poverty and try to alleviate those to help people get out of poverty.
Let's go to the live line. Richard would like to join in our conversation. Go ahead, Richard.
Bill, great show.
Thank you.
David, my gut feeling keeps telling me that the Republicans have become the John Birch Society, and that my question is, you know, I'm expecting Trump to try to get out of the UN any day now. I'm wondering, wasn't Koch grandfather a co-founder of the John Birch Society?
I don't think co-founder, but he was one of the original members. And as a matter of fact, when the Koch network began and after this failed libertarian candidacy of David Koch, they said, we've got to start an organization very much like what the John Birch Society did, but we've got to avoid some of the mistakes they made in terms of organization. But they very much believed in the same stuff that the John Birch Society did. And to my chagrin, I think that what the John Birch Society said in the 50s and 60s, which just absolutely scandalized lots of people then, now it's becoming fairly mainstream in the Republican agenda, and that's where we have gone. It worries me deeply, and what's happening now in terms of not just education, but on any number of fronts, they seem to have won the fight for the Republican Party.
All right,
and
David.
Both brothers are part of that.
David, we're out of time. We hope you feel better. David Saphir, we'll look
you
for your work at TucsonWeekly.com. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, David Saphir with us. Talking about education and big money donors to educational causes. Coming up this afternoon, the newly revised, expanded edition of Mike Check with Mike Shaw. The program now is from 4 to 6, 2 hours, and I know during the second hour today, they will have Ray Allen and Mike will have Kelly Ward. Dr. Kelly Ward, former state senator from Lake Havasu City. She is a Republican candidate for U.S. Senator. So Mike will be talking with her this afternoon. Wake Up Tucson tomorrow, 6 to 9. Dr. Mark Stegeman will talk with Dr. Stegeman, the board president of TUSD, get an inside look at how did that Kumbaya retreat go for TUSD. That'll be at the top of the program tomorrow. So on behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. We hope you have a great afternoon and evening.